11. Nate overslept Sunday. By a lot. He woke up and stretched under the covers. Moving had fluffed up the mattress on his futon, and the past few weeks had been some of the best sleep of his life. If nothing else, the move had been worth it for that. It was a warm day, almost hot. He guessed it was part of the reason he'd slept so well. He stretched again and glanced at the clock. It was 12:20. Still, it wasn't like he had big plans for the day. If he could find a Target or Walmart in the area, he might get a new lamp for the kitchen, or maybe a
"stop by my apartment tomorrow at noon and I'll give you a password. Don't be late."
"Oh, crap," he muttered. A few quick sniffs of his armpits told him he could get by without a shower. He yanked a t-shirt off the bookshelf and pulled on yesterday's jeans. He stepped into the bathroom, dabbed his teeth with Crest, and swished the paste around in his mouth for a moment. Not great, but hopefully he'd make a slightly better impression this time, aside from being half an hour late. Veek yanked open her door on the third knock. Despite the heat, she was wearing another long-sleeved dress shirt, this time over a black tee. She didn't say anything. "Yeah, sorry," he said. "My alarm didn't go off." She glared at him through her glasses for a moment, then pushed the door open and walked back inside. He waited for an invitation, but when one didn't come, he just followed her in. Her apartment was a studio like his. Her kitchen wasn't separated by a wall, but the basic layout looked the same past that. He even saw the same blue and white tile checkered across her counters. She had a rumpled, blanket-covered twin bed shoved under the windows. The room was cool, and he understood why she had the extra layers on. The right wall of Veek's apartment was dominated by a folding table, the kind used by caterers or hardcore yard sailors. It was covered with computer components. Or maybe it was just one big computer. Everything looked connected by lots of cables. In front of the chair were three flat screens, one of them on a long arm, a swirling blue and silver screensaver like underwater lightning rolled back and forth across them. The keyboard looked foreign, and he realized a beat later it was a Dvorak setup, arranged for efficiency and speed over classic training. A set of what he thought were black phone books stood next to the tower under the table, and Nate recognized them as old PlayStations just before he saw the name on one. A small cluster of external hard drives stood on the table above the towers. She saw him studying the setup.
"Got a problem?"
"Nope," he said. "This is pretty impressive."
"It's nothing great," she said. "Just some stuff I've scavenged and got secondhand."
"It all looks pretty new to me."
"I got some good deals. People throw out a lot of stuff with life left in it. If I could afford a real machine, it'd be 1/4 the size."
"Must use a ton of power." She smirked.
"Well, that's not a real problem here, is it?"
"I guess not." She dropped into the chair and tapped the mouse. The rolling screensaver vanished, and the screens were filled with windows.
"For now, your password's just your last name spelled backwards. I got it off your mailbox. I can change it right now if you like."
"Can I just change it myself later?" Veek shrugged.
"It's all through me. I know all the passwords. If I cared to look, I could tell you every email address you use and what kind of porn you download, but I don't care."
"Gotcha.
So do you want a new password or not?"
"Can you add 144 to the front of it?" She nodded.
12 squared? Not bad. Easy to remember, and using it at the front instead of the end gives you a bit more security.
Her fingers danced on the keys. It was an odd dance, and Nate realized he'd never seen someone use a Dvorak keyboard before.
"Done," she said. $10 a month. I'm not a hard case about getting it on the first, but the first week would be cool."
He fished in his wallet and pulled out his lone 20. "Do you have change?"
"No,"
she said.
"Tell you what, though, give me the 20 and we'll say you paid for the first 3 months.
It was a good deal, but he still crunched numbers in his head to see if he could afford it. "Yeah, I guess so," he said. He held out the bill. She plucked it from his fingers and stuffed it into her shirt pocket.
"You're good to go," she said. "You should have access when you get back to your apartment. Sometimes the signal gets a little hinky going through walls. If it does, try opening your door or going out in the hall if you've got a laptop. It's usually stronger out there."
He nodded.
"Thanks. No problem."
"So," he said, "Veek is short for,
why do you care?"
Nate shrugged. Just trying to be polite and neighborly.
Malavika Vishwanath, don't try to say it, you'll just piss me off.
Okay, he nodded at the computer. So, seriously, what do you use it for? The screensaver kicked back in.
I do a lot of work from home. I'm in the office half the time, but they let me work here too.
What kind of work? Veek's eyes narrowed.
Just data entry, nothing exciting.
He bit back a chuckle.
What?
I do data entry, said Nate. Worthless job, and it doesn't need a machine like that.
I told you, it's not that great.
She settled back in her chair.
You're all good.
He shrugged and shook his head. Thanks. He turned to leave and saw what had been behind him the whole time. There were 5 thermometers on the wall by the door. One was an old-fashioned glass rod filled with mercury. One was a dial. There was a brass Baroque thing where an arrow swung on a graded circle. The largest was a square of white plastic that gave a digital readout. The smallest was also digital, the size of a cell phone. He peered at each of them and confirmed they all said the same thing. 69.
Go on,
she said. He glanced back. What? Veek nodded at the wall. She had her arms crossed again.
Get the stupid sex joke out of the way.
I wasn't going to.
Just say it. I'll give you points if you can come up with something original.
Seriously, I didn't think of.
You're a guy who just saw the number 69 repeated 5 times. Don't try to tell me you didn't think of sex. Just say it so we can get it out of the way.
He stuck his hands in the pockets of his jeans and gave an awkward shrug. You really like 69, don't you?
No, she said. It's weird and everything looks wrong. More to the point, it's not my choice.
Sorry? She turned in her chair and waved her hand at the apartment.
It's always 69 degrees in here. I can put the oven on high and crank the heat in the middle of summer, and it'll be 69 degrees in here. I can open all of the windows in January and put the AC on full, and it's 69 degrees in here.
He looked at the wall of thermometers.
Why? I don't know. It just is.
He took another step toward the door and stopped to look at her. Yesterday, said Nate, you told me 23 wasn't a real door. Veek took off her glasses and wiped them on the corner of her shirt.
It's not.
How do you know?
I've been living here for 2 years now. I've seen a lot of weird stuff.
But how do you know? She looked at him and she smiled. It was a tight, secretive smile. What's up with apartment 14, then? He asked. All the padlocks.
I don't know, she said. Seriously, I don't know. It's been like that the whole time I've been here. I've seen the door get painted twice, but as far as I know, it's never been opened.
He studied her eyes through the large lenses. You've tried to open it, haven't you? Her lips twitched.
Oscar was furious. I came this close to getting evicted. I even went down on the street once and tried to look in the windows with the zoom on my phone. The windows are painted black.
What?
Yep, solid black, every inch of them.
Nate stared through the wall in the direction of the mystery apartment. His eyes crept across the wall of thermometers to Veek's kitchen. He cleared his throat. Any bulb I put in my kitchen fixture lets off black light, he said. Her eyebrows went up.
What do you mean?
I mean any bulb I put in the fixture lets off black light.
You're sure it's not just one of the ones they sell at Halloween?
He nodded. I've traded it out 4 times now. Twice with bulbs I brought from my other place, twice with bulbs I bought over at Vaughn's. Whatever I put in it becomes a black light. I think it's a voltage thing or amperage or something. Veek shook her head.
I don't think it works that way. You need to make the bulbs specifically.
Are you sure?
No.
He shrugged. It's the only thing I can think of. She tapped her fingers on the arms of the chair.
Nobody stays in apartment 5. They rent it, and the people move out as soon as their lease expires. Some of them move out sooner.
He nodded. There was a guy moving out the day I moved in.
Craig? Carl. Jerk stiffed me for 2 months of internet. And they never rent the apartment across the hall. 16.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I've been in there a couple of times. They've left it open at night once or twice when they're painting, but they never show it.
Why not?
I asked one of the older tenants, Mrs. Knight, down in 4. She's been here for 25 years. Right after she moved in, someone killed herself in there, a wannabe actress, hung herself in the closet.
Hanged, said Nate. Don't be one of those people. So a woman kills herself and they never rent it again. That's a bit odd.
Yeah,
said Veek. She looked at him. It was a look he remembered from college when he had a few less pounds around the waist. He was being considered. She spent another moment examining his face and made a decision.
You want to see something mind-blowing?
He gave her a faint smile. I don't know, I've seen some pretty wild tattoos, but go ahead. Her smile faded.
I'm serious. I can show you something else about this place, but you might lose a lot of sleep over it.
They looked at each other for a moment. Okay, he said. Show me.